G'day, James Brayshaw here. Today we look back through the illustrious history of Triple M footy. Everyone gets a look in, from the Chief to Gaz to the Enforcer to Spud to Bristle to our man Fat, even Ash Chua. But we start it all off with one of the craziest moments in footy. In 2004, Essendon and Hawthorn took their fierce rivalry to a whole new level. As we take you to number 25 on our 25 moments in 25 years, here is the line in the sand.
And the kick goes inboard looking for Winderlich. Banged him right in the back of the scone. Might be a free kick, should be, to Winderlich, who's just about knocked senseless.
And once again, Bateman. Terrific piece of play by Hawthorn. Thompson just under the ball, a kick a fraction heavy, but very good thinking.
Oh, he's out, Winderlich. He needs a little rest, I think. He's
That's on again.
Blood roll.
That's on
everywhere.
Oh, they're banging in. Have a look at him. Smack, crash. McPhee's in there. He's Vandenberg. He's given him four.
Vandenberg, six,
seven. He has belted McPhee all
Vandenberg
over the park.
Has just kneed McPhee.
It is on.
Vandenberg has put the right knee in the McPhee when he was
and
on the ground.
And he's got McLaren McPhee splashing everywhere.
Vandenberg is being reported at the moment, and he will go for 6 to 7 weeks without any doubt whatsoever.
Oh, man. It's on again. Murphy's got... Oh, Murphy's given Beaumont one in the mush.
I think we've just cast the clock back 20 years.
And another one.
Murphy's got to go.
Just going nuts.
Murphy's in trouble.
Look out. Lekas on the bottom of the track. He's given one. Slip one into Winderlich.
There's a bit of blood flowing from a few mouths out there. Oh!
Beaumont's just whacked Murphy.
He just hit him flush on the jaw. That was payback.
That was payback for a few of the others.
It was too.
Just went now. Oh. Murphy's had a go at the trainer.
Melbourne trainer.
Murphy's put the trainer.
Welsh has got one.
Vandenberg has retreated because he will get
man.
Life.
I am telling you. He has landed four of the best on the chin of McPhee and then followed it up by kneeing him in the head.
Now, who's going here? There's a book coming out here.
McPhee's given another one out.
And just wait for the game to start.
McPhee is split right open on the left side. He is gone. He is split right open. Murphy, he started pushing the trainers because he couldn't handle the players.
Look at his eye. Oh, he wants to go on.
And McPhee... Oh, boy.
Chance Bateman won't let go, and a rabbit killer tackle breaker.
Oh, look at him.
McPhee and Petone want to go on with it.
Beaumont's just head-butted Murphy. They're still going. Just extraordinary business all
McPhee
around
off the ground.
Park.
Coming off McPhee.
Another headbutt.
The game's going on, and Beaumont Murphy just standing toe-to-toe.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
Brian Taylor. The Bristle. He's done everything in footy. He even released a book in 1990 called Black and White, The Taylor Diaries. Our man, Damien Barrett, got his hands on a copy and introduced us to World According to the Cool Breeze.
Number 24, The Cool Breeze Diaries.
It's time for a new segment that...
let's get this one
Shut
going.
Up, Brian. It was debuted last week and the feedback, Spud Regis...
Are we going international?
Well, let's Spud off.
This was worldwide feedback we've got.
I'm walking
a segment
out here, don't I?
That we like to know as...
The World According to the Cool Breeze.
Magnificent.
Oh, shut up, Spud.
You idiot.
And for those who missed it last week, we're referring to a book called Black and White, The Taylor Diaries.
Oh, yes.
A book written by Brian Taylor and assisted by John Anderson back in 1990, the year that Collingwood won the Premiership. And we're just going to pick little bits out of it each week, Gary. And
I'll leave you to it, boys.
No, just refer to, you know, four or five paragraphs each week because it is actually a very good read, by the way. But we're going to pull out a reference here. Saturday morning, May 12th, yep. Brian's driving to the
this
ground
is
on this occasion.
The year of 1990.
Yeah. And he's actually got a senior game on this occasion. I read this last night. He gets a bit reflective, though, as he starts writing this. I've never been very good in traffic. Oh. An assessment that two very ordinary Collingwood supporters would agree with. In 1988, before the first semi-final against Melbourne on a Sunday, the traffic was unbearable in Punt Road.
In York.
The two Brian, gentlemen in question were alongside us and found it necessary to make somewhat rude gestures to us by the window. Well, I put up with that for 50-odd metres and was prepared to put it down to youthful exuberance. But when they blatantly cut me off, things changed. Never very good in a car situation, I was out of the car and throwing my best right hand before the tattooed hooligan knew what had hit him.
Bit of embellishment.
His passenger was a particularly noisy individual who deserved some attention as well. So I raced round the car to say hello to him.
Oh, no.
As I drew back my right hand, the number 9 of Collingwood full forward, Brian Taylor, stared out at me from his labelled duffel coat. And it was a funny feeling whacking someone who supported me and who was driving to the MCG to cheer me on that afternoon.
Oh, no.
I wonder how he and his mate reacted that afternoon when I was kicking 6 goals.
The world according to the Cool Breeze.
Black and white, that's Daily Diaries. We go to Wednesday, August 22, and it's getting toward the end of the season. BT's been playing seconds footy for a long time. He's getting nervous about getting back in. And he starts this day's entry with, my most disliked columnist, Robert Walls, once again bags me in the Herald. Every time he writes about Collingwood, Walls seems to give me a going over. And as I have said before, criticism doesn't usually bother me, but Walls seems to have a personal vendetta against me. If I get selected tomorrow night in the seniors, then it will give me great pleasure. To finish it off, I want to play well, just to prove Walls wrong. As talk grows, re my selection, both Lee Matthews and Gubby Allen fronted me about my recent appointment as co-host of the Good, the Bad and Ugly. The show in question began at 5 a.m. each Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
And they
5
were,
a.m.?
5 a.m. It's a radio show. And they were concerned the early start...
Great preparation. So you got your mind on the job, Brian?
...would affect my game. But, as quick as a flash, I told them not to worry that the entire show was pre-recorded. After all, Gubby, who would want to get up at 4 a.m. every Saturday morning? I told our football manager as we both laughed. My appointment as Adrian Gallagher's co-host had come about after the shock sacking of Peter Keenan, the ruck coach at Collingwood, and it made me think there would be a confrontation between Keenan and I if that was the case, I was prepared to tell him to mind his own business. Now, that's the end of that entry, but we'll just go to 2 days later, on the Saturday, August 25. Awoke at 4 a.m. to prepare...
He's playing a game this day, Domo.
To prepare myself for the 3 Years Ed show, the one that Matthews and Allen thought was pre-recorded. And he does play that day.
Crucial. Put your cans on,
Brian. Oh,
this is not fair.
4 a.m.
This is a... John Anderson wrote this book.
Brian. Brian, were you doing a 5 a.m. breakfast radio gig on the Saturday morning of a game?
Sometimes you've got to take what you're given, Brian. And you don't have a choice.
How many hours did it go for?
Oh, 3 or 4.
It says you finish here at 7 and then go home and have 3 hours sleep.
Oh, okay.
Before giving Gary Pert a run around.
Bristol, man. I think you're just a unit. I think you're a global unit.
This is a Bible now. Yeah. This is a life Bible.
Yeah, of course it is, bud.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
G'day, Mark Howard here. The grand final is just hours away, you beauty. It is a match where legends are made. Oh, legends like Dusty Martin, who last year tore it apart and gave us one of the most scintillating performances seen at a granny and won his third Norm Smith medal.
Number 23, Dusty Martin's 2020 grand final.
21-point lead, Cats. Long ball, top of the square. It's worked to the front. Dustin Martin, the fend-off, and he has kicked a goal. It came to the champ to fix things up for his club, and Dustin Martin has slotted the Tigers' third.
Wobbles his kick to half forward. Bouncing ball. Reebok tries to slap it on. Martin picked it up. Dusty with an outside of the boot. Bouncing towards goal.
Yes.
Oh, you champ.
Yes.
He just does it every time, Dusty. He's got two, and the Tigers are in front. This looks like the life has been sucked out of the Cats at the moment. Can they get off the canvas? Lambert, Martin just walked through a tackle. Open goal square.
No way.
Bouncing.
Oh,
there's your third, Norm Smith. It's there. He's going to win three. Jeez. No one's done it ever before in the history of the game.
No.
3 goals to Dusty. 22-point margin. And, well, it's going to be almost impossible from here for the Cats. There's going to be some yellow and black celebrations coming up. Yeah. Long ball to the goal square. Stanley, a nervous one. Here comes Dusty. He's shaping up for a fourth goal.
No
the
way! No!
He's got four!
No!
You cannot do it any better than that!
Piss off.
He said, Duck, do you think I won't win it? Got that! It's all mine!
No way!
He's too good.
That's nuts.
Four goals to Dusty. And the Tigers celebrate 30-point lead.
Still to come on Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years, Chompers Frawley.
I've had one done, mate.
That's unbelievable.
And a boxing match at full forward.
That is the most amazing thing I've seen.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
There are so many great moments to choose from when it comes to Danny Frawley and Triple M Footy. But in 2012, Damien Barrett unearthed some of the audio of the great Spud Regis in the Richmond coach's box.
Number 22, Spud's coaching tapes.
Gaz, JB, remember the Lips of Lethal and the Cool Breeze diaries?
I
the Don Taylor diaries
that
we
had?
Well,
no, it was fantastic.
This is very exciting, and I cannot overcook how big this is going to be. What we're going about to play soon and over the next few weeks leading all the way through to the grand final is going to usurp that as a mind-blowing radio.
What do you mean?
It involves you. A couple of weeks ago, I received a package at work. It was anonymously labelled.
A package?
A package. And what was in it was a lot of mini cassettes, the ones I used to use when I was at the Herald Sun. There's those mini tape recorders.
It's like on Thursday night, Friday night, that little mullet.
That little one. Yep. Yeah, about that era. Yep. Had no idea what it was until I started playing them, and your voice came up on a few of them. And what I worked it out, I've now confirmed this. It was you in the coach's box at Richmond.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Is that right? Yeah. You've got some. Where did you get them from?
I have found out. And most importantly, I've legaled what we're about to play. It's all clear to go.
Hang on. Well, I'm going to take an injunction on this because.
Have you known about this, Gaz?
No. No, why?
I walked in here today and Purple said, Spud goes, give me some
time.
Hang on.
Are you telling me that this is him?
What, live coaching?
During a game or at training?
The game when he was playing, when he was coaching Richmond in the early 2000s. I haven't been able to.
In the coach's box?
In the coach's box.
You wouldn't be able to play any of that.
No, trust me, I have.
I've spent
a lot of
time. I'm on the phone now to my legals.
It's too late. I've got my legal advisor.
Well, I'm going to
Australia. We're right to go. And you know, this is not just a legal issue. The football industry needs to hear this. Now, Triple M listeners.
If you affect my brand, what brand
my
of
brand?
I'm not sure.
Too late, Spud's gone with his brand.
Why do I feel like I'm copping a lot of bullets from everyone now? You have known about it, Joe.
Switzerland would have known.
Never.
Don't play it.
Old
mate, it's legal. Here. It's legal. It's why we couldn't go with it in the last segment.
I knew about it, legal. Spud.
Can I get Chris Pollard from Henty Stamps on the phone?
As I said, it's legal, it's in the interest of football, and just to set the scene
industrial lawyer, please.
This is from the early 2000s. You were coaching Richmond. You're in the coach's box.
Be very careful.
You be careful. Yes, there are players' names, and we're going to use a lot of beeping out.
Well, they'll be having a go at you.
I don't care.
Well, I don't want it on.
Purple. And what you're about to hear, trust me, is only an entree for what will come in the weeks to
be
flow.
Be careful with this.
Danny Frawley in the coach's box at Richmond, early 2000s.
First one was that. Mr. Bowden put himself under pressure when we had an easy position.
He's going off, isn't he? Have you got Bowden off yet?
He's off.
Put him on the phone. Mate, I don't know what's going on with your thought process. Today, just in front of us here, you weren't hard enough, then you've taken a terrific mark, and then you've just given a handball and put everyone under pressure. It's our style of playing our team rules. You know, just... Mate, you've got, what have we got, 14 minutes, mate, you've got 15 minutes to take the pumpkin off your neck and head on, all right? Boys, tell Dad that's his 5,000th free kick for high. It's his 5,001 free kick for a high tackle, tell him.
Don't worry.
Butch, let's get Bitters up the ground and Dutchy onto Favala, and Bitterskin's got Hodden. Right. We've got to try something. Bitters is not...
I reckon Jack Stevie could give you more than Hilton today.
Yeah, well, let's get him off.
Kai's got him every time.
Rojo's in space man lane, that's why. Go the ball, Rory!
Get into Roger.
Butch, you get out the
Rory Hilton and Tone go to the ball. And Tell.
We're in trouble here, boys.
Tell Rogers. Listen, Butch, go out to Rogo and just tell him just to go one-on-one on Mackay. Destroying us. And give us a lead out of the square. To Rogo, I said to him, he's had, this is his seventh game for the year. Good, bad, good, bad, good, and now he's having his bad. Yo, yo.
No, that didn't. This is wrong. That didn't go to air, did it? Well, that's an ad break, surely.
Tell Bowden to take the pumpkin off your neck and put your head back on.
Poor old Butch.
And Dragon Savage.
Oh, I was feeling good about myself when Gaz said 2001 finals about 20 minutes
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Why didn't you play that
this
when he was winning?
Why don't you play a winning game?
Ones when you can sit back and say, another good move, Spuddy boy.
Mate, we're going out the back after this.
How did that end up in Purple's hands?
Well, that's what I want to know.
We need people who heard that. And Triple M listeners get this. We need a name for this segment.
So why won't you go any further after this?
We're taking this all the way through the grand final.
Right? It'll be an injunction, mate.
I don't think my daughter's listening to that. Yeah, there's a bit of swearing in there. So we
just need our Triple M family to tell us what this segment needs to be called.
I'm off.
Look, he's down tools.
I tell you what, now, Jim.
I can't believe that would end up in the Warriors' hands.
I'm in no party of this. And what you've done, Warrior, is you've gone into sort of revered territory here. That's a real inner sanctum stuff. You happy with that or not?
More than happy. Very comfortably.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I can't.
This is stuff that it would never have seen the light of day before today.
That's why you don't let the public into the coach's box, Jim, because you say stuff then that you're not exactly sure about science.
But oh, no, he's getting adopted. He's got hold of the Warrior. He's physically manhandled the Warrior.
Warrior's fallen into the front row.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
The 1989 Grand Final is still regarded as one of the best in AFL history. And although it's remembered for Mark Yates flattening Dermot Brereton, Dipper's punctured lung, and our man the Chief bagging a lazy four, there's one moment from Billy Brownless that can't go unmentioned.
Number 21. Billy's Bunny Chop.
Brownless now to do some ruck work against Deer.
Put that down.
Now took it to the front. And then Buccaneers. Oh, Brownless might have just belted Buccaneers.
Yeah, and he's down, Buccaneers.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
Is it the Bunny Chop?
Please don't hear the replay.
Bunny Chop. Oh, he's giving him a Bunny Chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man.
That was a wrist chop.
He wondered what he was going to do, Brownless, and in the end it was just a head, a frontal lobe
bunny
chop. He
went in with great intention, but he came out with no intention.
That's just as pathetic as you'll see from any man on Grand Final Day.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.